All right, we went long in the first segment, but we had a lot to cover, which was really nothing. But now we're going to play a little Talk About It Tuesday, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. We always enjoyed Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesdays. I don't know if we have a big open for you're muted, Crowder.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a big open for this or not. Solana, I have forgotten how this works. Do we have a big open for this, or we just fire it off right into it?
We have a big open, but you have to call for it.
All right, let's hear the big open for Twin Peaks. Are you ready for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday?
I am. There's a lot.
All right, let's hear it.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, the memories we have of Talk About It Tuesday. I don't know why we decided to bring it back today, but Solana and I were on the same wavelength. I was like, can you fire up a Talk About It Tuesday? He's like, brother, I can fire him up all week.
Brother.
Brother.
It's weird because I was thinking about it the past couple days. Like, man, we should do that again. And here we are. Go. Almond or Almond? No, I'm joking. I'll start you guys off.
Strong, man. Yeah. Start strong. It'd be funny if that was the entire segment.
That's it.
Cashew or cashew?
I'll start you guys off with an easy one. Let's ease our way back in here to see how comfortable you are playing this game again.
How what we are?
Comfortable you are.
Let's ease back into it.
Choose one guy to be your starting quarterback in week one of the 2025 NFL season. He is your starter for the entire year. Daniel Jones or Bryce Young?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Happens to be a very good one. I'm gonna stay true to how I really feel. I'm gonna go with Daniel Jones. I've seen him have some success in the NFL, enough that a team was willing to give a couple $100 million to him because they thought they'd seen enough. I have not seen a thing out of Bryce Young that makes me believe he can win you a game. So for that reason, I go Daniel Jones.
I would have to go Bryce Young. I totally disagree with you. I think that Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. Take that dimes off his name because he doesn't throw dimes. I don't know what he throws, peanuts at people. He's inaccurate. He's not the athlete they act like he was. They act like he was them Josh Allen. He's not that. Bryce Young's young, and he's on a terrible organization. So if he was somewhere, if Bryce Young was at another place, if Bryce Young had a McDaniel, had a McVay, had a damn Kyle Shanahan, I think Bryce Young can be a serviceable quarterback. Hawk, am I saying Bryce Young's winning the MVP anytime soon? No. But I think Bryce Young can develop being a young quarterback. I think Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones forever, the rest of his life, who just got benched for Tommy DeVito. They believe in DeVito more than Daniel. I will go with Bryce Young.
Who do you think has a better chance of winning MVP in their respective league? Zion Williamson or Bryce Young?
Bryce Young.
Do you think he has a better chance one day of being an NFL MVP than Zion Williamson does being an NBA MVP?
Huck, yes. We've seen Bryce for 8 games. We've seen Zion for years. You're holding on to the Zion thing. Huck, he is made out of turkey bacon.
No, but forget that. Like, I've seen Zion Williamson when he's playing like Zion Williamson and healthy. He's a difference maker in the NBA. Bryce Young's not in the NFL. I would say Zion Williamson has a better chance of being an MVP in his league than Bryce Young does in his.
Zion is better. What we've seen up to now, Zion's better at basketball than Bryce is at football. But we haven't seen enough of Bryce. I've seen, what, 4 years now with Zion? How long has Zion been in the league? He's played eight games
been that
in
long?
4 years.
Thank God.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, it's a tough question. I got you. I've never seen Bryce go for 450 and four touchdowns. But I also know the end of the season, what Zion's going to be. And it's on the bench wearing big-ass goofy jeans. And you know what he does on his downtime. I've heard stories.
Jimmy, who would you take, Daniel Jones or Bryce Young?
I'm going to take Bryce Young.
Solana, what about you?
You know who I'm taking. The Bryce is always right. Crowder and Jimmy in the lead. Bad bet bunny, minus a point, also for hijacking the segment.
This become around the horn all of a sudden? What happened here? What happened here?
Oh, got the most point.
All right, back to you, Bony Reale.
Add some more football stuff we'll get to in a second here, but today is World Toilet Day. Big day for Crowder and the rest of the IBS community, of course.
Right, poo-poo and El Doro.
Everything. El Doro.
So here's the deal. You can only pick one of these for the rest of your life. Single-ply TP forever. So no matter where you are, no matter where you're visiting, Crowder, right. I don't care what bougie-ass hotel you're in, you are only limited to single-ply TP for the rest of your days. Or your usual accommodations, whatever you're into, even a bidet. But you are banned from using your phone in the restroom. It won't work for the rest of your days. Which one are you choosing?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I mean, it's a great question. Other than, though, I'm assuming I can just layer the one-ply paper, right?
But it's still, it's the hawk. You know, that West single-ply is
right,
cardboard.
But if you layer several pieces over, you're creating two and three-ply.
You're really not, though, because the single-ply is rigid, almost. It's like a rough experience. You can create more ply, but it's still not a pleasant experience.
Still not a Charmin. It's still not them bears, them little red bears.
I like Angel Soft. I like Angel Soft. That's my...
It breaks. Angel Soft breaks off a lot.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Stop wiping with such ferocity.
Gotta get out of there.
Doing? What the hell are you doing back there?
I'm in a rush.
I'm gonna go with the one ply. I just don't. I mean, what am I gonna do without my phone? I mean, that's the only reason you go to the bathroom, isn't it? Phone.
This is the easiest answer in the history of time for me.
I used to love magazines. I used to love, you know, I'd have magazines, Newsweek, Time. I need my phone.
Easiest answer of all time of Talk About It Tuesday. As y'all see, I don't respond to texts in the morning because I don't even
you're
pick
different.
My phone up. I don't.
Yeah.
I hate having a phone. I wish we can go back to house phones. I hate the communication. I hate the every single second people get in touch with you. I hate it. I don't use a phone. I don't need a phone. I don't want a phone. So I need my Charmin. I don't need a damn phone.
Yeah, I got to be on Blue Sky. I got to see what's going on there. Jimmy, which one? Single ply or the phone?
I'm going to take single ply. Needed my phone.
Yeah, you need the phone. Yeah. Plus, where am I going to make my bets? That's where I do my best thinking. Mm. That's where Bad Bet Bunny does his best thinking. If we have a Bad Bet Bunny segment, it should be me sitting on a toilet.
These damn phones.
Solana, what's the answer?
Yeah, I'm taking single ply, unfortunately. Crowder, what do you do?
I'm a grown-up, I think.
Well, settle down back there.
I really think about stuff. I look around.
He flies, though. He raw dogs when he flies. Like, he's been raw dogging on flights before it was a popular thing.
Crazy.
I like to look around and make sure everything's cool on the plane. I don't need to play on my phone all the time.
And don't everybody text me, do I know what raw dog means? Yes, but it's a term when you don't use any electronics on your flight.
You know what? I make a point here, too. Look on your phone, go to settings, and go to screen time. And the reason why
I don't want to know.
I'm so successful in life is because I don't load up on wasted playing on my phone time on social media. I take notes.
If I have 30 seconds downtime anywhere, I am on my phone.
See? I'm thinking about the next move strategically in life.
All right, there you go. Talk about it Tuesday. What's the final score, Solana?
Crowder wins, Jimmy comes in second, and Bad Bet Bunny, you come in last.
All right, thank you, Boney Reale. Another rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. 4 o'clock hours coming up. We still have the Post Malone tickets to give away. What happened?
Don't we get a little screen time, a little minute to talk?
At the end of, if you win, yeah,
if you won.
You get a minute. Go ahead.
Stop wasting your damn time playing on your phone, people.
All right, we heard you, Joe Clark. You got anything else?
Code Red, Code Red, take the chains off the door. The enemy is here.